Basilica of Pilar. We are before one of the most important Marian sanctuaries in the Catholic world, to which millions of pilgrims arrive yearly, and the reason why Zaragoza is known practically all around the world. But before entering, I'm going to tell you a bit of the interesting story behind this building. As legend says, that on the night of the 2nd of January of the year 40 AC, Virgin Mary arrived to Zaragoza in flesh and blood to encourage Apostle James, who was preaching the gospel at the riverbank of River Ebro. As a symbol of this fortress, she brought a column which currently holds the Gothic sculpture of the Pilar Virgin. The building we see nowadays corresponds to the 17th and 18th centuries, which is when it was decided to build a larger temple in order to satisfy the growing devotion. The general design was supervised by the royal architect Herrera el Moto, and in 1750, the renovation of the interior decoration was entrusted to Ventura Rodriguez, also an architect for the king. His most impressive work is the Saint Chapel, planned as a temple within the temple. The sculpture representation of the arrival of the Virgin is conceived with a great sense of theatre. Mary directs her look towards Apostle James and points towards the Pilar, which remains testimony of her presence. The column is covered with a shroud, which is changed daily. The shroud is removed from the column only on the 2nd, 12th, and 20th of each month. On the Pilar, we can see an image of the Virgin with the Child, a Gothic sculpture of the 15th century, which is hardly 36 centimetres high. Its small size does not correspond to the great devotion it evokes within the Catholic world. In front of the Saint Chapel, we see the Coreto, where Goya painted the fresco, The Adoration of the Name of the Lord, in 1772, his first significant work after arriving from Italy. It represents a group of musician angels singing and glorifying the Lord's name, written in Hebrew inside a central triangle. In this area, two bombs hanging on the right of the Saint Chapel stand out. During the Spanish Civil War, an aeroplane dropped two bombs over the basilica and didn't detonate. They fell through the ceiling, causing two holes which are still preserved. Can you find them? One is underneath the golden frame of Goya's Coreto painting, and the other is in one of the medallions between that vault and the Saint Chapel. The flags which are displayed in this area belong to Spain and Latin America, as the Pilar Virgin is patron saint of Hispanic heritage. We are heading towards the Regina Martyrum Dome, painted by Goya in 1780. It represents Mary as the Queen of Martyrs, and we can immediately appreciate that it is a totally different work from the aforementioned, as it uses very bright colours, applied with large brushstrokes and patches of colour, granting great expression, naturalism, and plasticity to the characters. What we now see is a prelude to Impressionism. In that era provoked significant tensions with the chapter and his brother and boss, Francisco Bayeux, who accused him of producing a hurried and sloppy painting. Nowadays, without any doubt, we can say it is one of the masterpieces by this Aragon genius. Another gem is the Great Altar's altarpiece made by Damian Forment in the 16th century. It is worth mentioning that the contract scriptures for this work specified it should be equal or better than Laceo. It is made in alabaster and is divided in two bodies. The bottom has seven scenes which are dedicated to the life of the Virgin and her son, and the top, in form of a triptych, features scenes of the temple presentation, Assumption of Mary, and the birth of the Virgin. Ending our visit, we reach the great choir, located in front of the altarpiece, at the feet of the central nave. It is composed by ironwork and ashlar, made in the mid-16th century with oak from Flanders and yellow boxwood. The high backs are carved with scenes of the Old and New Testament. The organ is an interesting combination, featuring a case from the 16th century with a musical instrument from the 21st century, which was used for the first time at the beginning of 2009.